We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. The Civilian Oversight Commission set to consider a resolution condemning the leadership of L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The document lists several disputes that have arisen between the commission and the sheriff, and while it acknowledges Villanueva's enacting a ban on ICE transfers and the development of a policy prohibiting deputy gangs, the resolution states that those achievements have been overshadowed by Villanueva's failure to adequately lead the sheriff's department, his efforts to block meaningful reform, and his refusal to participate in oversight efforts of the commission and others. Sheriff Villanueva recently said that the panel's political philosophies are that they really, really hate cops, slightly hate cops, or they're not really sure.
I think it's time we have an elected civilian oversight commission. They need to be elected independently by the residents of L.A. County. Because I got nine commissioners. All nine are political appointees of the Board of Supervisors.
The resolution goes on to state that the commission remains committed to implementing constructive reforms in collaboration with the sheriff and wishes to see him succeed. But should he continue to facilitate dysfunction in the agency and fail to participate in meaningful oversight, they will use all the tools provided to them by the board and county voters to ensure transparency, enact reform, and hold Villanueva accountable. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A smoldering battle is still going on between those who think kids must get back into their classrooms and those who think it's simply too risky because of COVID-19. KNX 1070's John Baird live with that story.
Some parents believe distance learning has been an utter failure and are worried about their kids falling behind. Others think the dangers of COVID-19 far outweigh the questions over distance learning. State Superintendent Tony Thurman, though, won't take sides, but he thinks we should move forward toward getting kids back into schools if it can be done safely.
Let us not rush, and let us not just suggest that that it's better to risk COVID infection because we're trying to offset social and emotional needs.
In fact, some groups insist it's still too soon to reopen and are demanding that LA schools stay closed until they can ensure that reopening can be done safely and that it can be done in a way to protect everyone. All schools, all kids, all parent, teachers and parents, administrators in all neighborhoods. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070.
California's grid operator is declaring another statewide flex alert for this afternoon. Utility customers are being asked to voluntarily cut back on energy use between the hours of 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. tonight. High temperatures are predicted for a large portion of the state, and usage is expected to rise as people crank up their air conditioners this evening. The system operator says reducing energy consumption during a flex alert can help prevent the need for emergency measures, including rolling power outages like we had back in mid-August. Some grim economic data just released on the state of business across California.
When it comes to small businesses in California, the state is being hit hard. This is all fallout from the pandemic. Small business openings down nearly 29% and revenue from those businesses off by 27%.
Clearly, the decisions by various counties and local officials to lock down the economies have had consequences, very severe economic consequences.
Michael Burnick is talking with KNX. He knows these things. He's the former director of the Employment Development Department.
Even if we were to say everyone can come back tomorrow, no limitations, still most people wouldn't come back.
He says with more and more companies encouraging people to work from home or remotely, it could be a couple years or longer before California's business climate looks anything like it did before the pandemic. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles City Government has a new council member today, former State Senator Kevin DeLeon, sworn into office virtually today, of course, to represent the 14th Council District, which includes portions of downtown L.A., Boyle Heights, El Sereno, and northeast Los Angeles.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties
of council member of the 14th District.
Of council member of the 14th District.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
He was appointed earlier this week by the L.A. City Council to replace suspended council member Jose Huizar.
Whether it's building housing for our unhoused neighbors, cleaning the dirty air we breathe, planting trees, or picking up the trash, I believe we can build a better future because we are L.A.
As much of his district is plagued by homelessness, DeLeon also says he wants to see the city approve more permanent supportive housing in a more timely manner. Child care providers and educators demanding Governor Newsom and state leaders start addressing what they call a child care crisis. They claim family child care centers have yet to receive financial support from the state, and many are being forced to spend their own money. Heidi Escobar, who owns a child care center in Van Nuys, says her business is barely staying afloat.
I struggle month to month, but if I stay open, I employ my employees, and I help my community. My strengths are my kids behind me and focusing on their education. And I sincerely feel that our sacrifices are in vain when our state leaders are not supporting our heroic efforts.
Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Austin Buettner is pleading as well with Governor Newsom to provide resources to child care providers, as he did for health care workers at the beginning of the pandemic.
That whether a child is learning here, they're in more privilege and have a home where they can be, where their family can be home and do not have to be at work to support them. Or someday soon, I hope, back in school, child care workers and what they do, they're essential workers. They need that same support our healthcare system had.
Education advocates claim more than 5,000 family child care providers have been forced to close their doors since the start of the year.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.